Okay. Pesachim, Daf Daled, Amid Aleph. Just to refresh everybody, Shehid Beitar Mechudadin Beficha, we had a Mishnah that began with the words, Ar La'arba Asar, Botin Es Achame Tzu Ar Haner. The Mishnah established the mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah in a sense, as we'll see, the sense of reason, Matimin Le'mitzvah, that's going to come up in our Gemara. It's a mitzvah called Bedikas Chametz. Exactly what is the nature of this mitzvah? We had already a discussion. We're going to get to see this again and again. Rashi and Tosfos, each one offers a perspective on what is the purpose of this mitzvah that we have on Or L'Arba Asar. As far as why there's a mitzvah, B'dikas Chametz, Rashi says not to violate Ba'yira Ba'yimatzeh. Tosfos asks kashas on Rashi. Tosfos learns that the purpose of this mitzvah is Shelo Yavo La'ochlo, that the Chachamim, as far as the Bal Yirah is concerned, we've already taken care of that because of the Bitul Chametz, which solves the Isser Bal Yirah Midoraisa. Rather, we have a separate consideration, Midrabanan, the Chachamim Metakein, B'dikas Chametz, that a person not come, Chas V'Shalom, to eat Chametz on Pesach. And that's not just true for Chametz Gomer, even Chametz Nuksha, Tosu says, which would not have Kares. Nevertheless, that would also be included in Halacha B'dikas Chametz. The word or la'arba asar, so we had a machlokes, how to teach the word or, either or meaning light, meaning day, or meaning night. So originally, the Shaka V'Tarya that we began to learn so far was assuming until the Gemara came around with maskan to say otherwise. So the Gemara thought that the Manda Amar that says or is Naghi would assume that we would do the Bedikas Chametz by day, the day of Yudalit. Rashi immediately on the Gemara, when Rashi explained that Salkedaitach, Rashi says that means Kishiyoir Hashachar, Shachar Shel Yudalit. That means that the Manda Omar that says, meaning Rav Huna, that says Nagi would interpret the Mishnah that one would do Bedikas Chametz first thing in the morning on Erev Pesach. Keep that Rashi in mind. Whereas the other Manda Omar that says Leili would mean, would interpret the Mishnah that the mitzvah Bedikas Chametz is the night of Yudalit. The Gemara had many, many kashas, and the Gemara had many shmaminas from the whole list of kashas, that at the end of the day, there's no question as far as Peshat and the Mishnah is concerned. This was right on Daf Gimel, the Gemara established, that really we understand that our Mishnah is not, does not mean or in the sense of the day. The Mitzvah B'dikas Chametz takes place the night of Arba Asar, the night of Erev Pesach. Even Rav Huna, who said Nagi, that's only because in his location, his locale, they would use the word Nagi to refer to the night. As far as the Mishnah's use of the word Or, that got us into the whole other part of the Gemara's Shaka V'Tarya regarding the inyan of using Lashon Nekiya and avoiding Lashon She'eina Meguna, as we saw many examples and many applications of that idea. And that has to do with the fact that the Mishnah uses the word Or as a reference to night. But now we know the halacha, we know what the Mishnah is saying, and now we're back to some of the basics in terms of the exact halachas of Bedikas Chametz. Says the Gemara in Daf Daled, "Vahashta dekaimalon de lekula yalma or ortahu." So now that we've already established, already a daf earlier, that everyone would agree that or means night, that the Bedikas Chametz therefore takes place the night of Yudalit. So now comes the Gemara with a question. Mechti, let's see. Ben l'Rab Yehuda, ben l'Rab Meir, both according to these two Tanoim that argue later in this parak on the Mishnah, we know there's a machlokes regarding the time that Chametz would become Asr. So there's a shayla gabe the shows the rabbanan that precede chatzos. At what point does the isser set in? So both opinions would agree that midoraisa it's only at chatzos. Chametz ain't asr elam isheshal solamal. Machokis is how much time prior to that did the chachamim extend an isser midrabbanan? That's the shayla of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So the isser sets in at chatzos. And therefore, the question the Gemara is asking, v'nivdak b'shis. So why does the mitzvah Bedikas Chametz take place the night of Yudalit? Why not establish the mitzvah to be in the sixth hour, in other words, the hour preceding Chatzos, at that point, the Isser already exists, but the Gemara is assuming that Bedikas Chametz with the Bir Chametz would not exceed the time of that hour, so it would take up to an hour, it could be done with everything. So why not establish the mitzvah Bedikas Chametz to be in that hour, the sixth hour? Why should that be? Because after all, Chametz ain't a usher el mishe shalos elamala. Now, before we read in Rashi, just ask ourselves a simple question in these words of the Gemara. What isser is the Gemara referring to? Chametz ain't a usher el mishe shalos elamala. So we could consider a couple of different things regarding the isser Chametz. There's an isser Chametz in terms of owning Chametz. Right, you're not allowed to own chametz from the sixth after the sixth hour. You could call that bal yiroya, or if you want to be more of a purist, pashtus the bal yiroya. We'll see the lashon Rashi in a minute. The pashtus the bal yiroya is when? When does the Torah say not to be seeing chametz lo yiroya? What does the Torah always say about that? When is that? When does that apply? The psukim themselves. What does it seem?
On Pesach itself?
It brings to 7 days. For 7 days. If you look in the Torah, whenever you see the Psukim, that's what you might say. Okay, so you won't call it Bar Yiroya. We'll call it the Isser of owning Chametz, of having Chametz, Shehiya, having Chametz by you, based on Tashbisu, right? Tashbisu tells me that I have to destroy the Chametz at that point at Chatzos. So by saying that you have to destroy the Chametz, the Torah is obviously telling me, Belush and Tashbisu, that you're not allowed to have the Chametz by you. Okay, so we won't call it by Yiroya, we'll call it the Isser Shehiya that's learned from Tashbisu. That's one way to understand the words Usser, that the Isser is from Chatzos, it's after 6 hours. What else is clearly usher from 6 hours on after 6 hours on Erev Pesach, separate from the Isser Shehiyah, the Isser Achila? And that also obviously would be derived from, first of all, from the Tashbisu. The Torah says to destroy it, obviously you can't eat it, unless you take a wild svara that does appear in one, the Rishonim, that's also a kiyum of Tashbisu. That's not the Pashtus. Tashbisu would mean you can't eat it. Furthermore, there's Manda Amar later that has a special pasuk that he applies to Erev Pesach that speaks to the Isser Achilas Chametz. There are various psukim of Achilas Chametz, and then according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is Toch Zmano, one is Lefnei Zmano, one is L'Achas Zmano, so you have to know the different Tanoim. But at the end of the day, it seems, except for again, some Rishonim, most Rishonim would assume that there's an Isser Achila, according to everybody, from Chatzos of Erev Pesach. So we could also think about the Gemara's Isser as referring to Isser Achila. Okay, then of course there's Isser Hanah to consider as well, but let's leave that on the side. Now, if I were to ask you, Rabosai, before I read in Rashi, so what should be the Isser that the Gemara is referring to when the Gemara raises this question in Pshat, that the Gemara is asking, why do we have Bedikas Chametz the night of Erev Pesach? We should have it on the day during that sixth hour, v'nivdok b'shis. After all, chametz is not usser, quote unquote, until after the sixth hour. So what isser should the Gemara be referring to, and what should it depend on?
Rabbi? What
should it depend on? Yes.
Could it be dependent on what the purpose of bedikah would be, Tosfos Rashi? So according to Rashi, it would be bayi rai bayi matze, so it would be owning the isser of owning chametz, whereas Tosfos would say shema yavala achla, so it would be the isser of achila.
Okay, so you're saying very good, you're saying very well, that l'chayra, one should say, it depends on what the purpose of Bedikas Chametz is. If Bedikas Chametz is, as Rashi would have it, that it shouldn't be violating Bal Yiroya, so then the Isser that we should be speaking about is the Isser that prompts the mitzvah Bedikas Chametz. And the Gemara would be saying, if the Isser of having Chametz by you, Bal Yiroya, or what derives from Tashbisu, however you want to formulate it, so that would be only at Chatzos. So then you should have the mitzvahs, Bedikas Chametz, Shulo Yavra B'Bal Yiroya, that should be B'Shis, and not the night before. But so why should you discuss Isser Achila? The Mechayiv in Bedikas Chametz is not Achila, it's not Shema Yavla Ochlo, it's the Bal Yiroya that you're going to own Chametz, and a time that you're not going to own Chametz. Masha Enkin, according to Tosfos. that the purpose of bedikas chametz is that you not come to eat chametz. So then you would argue that the isser the Gemara is referring to is the isser of achila, that achila becomes aser at chatzos, and therefore the machayev and bedikas chametz, which is shema yavel ochlo, should be an hour before that. So you get rid of your chametz and you burn your chametz so you won't come to eat it. So that's what one would have said in Svara. So then what would we expect Rashi Lishitasa to be saying Pshat in the Gemara? That the Isser is the Isser of Shehiyah of Bayiroa. And Rashi shouldn't have anything to do with the Isser Achila because it's not the Isser Achila that's Mechayiv here in the Bedikas Chametz. Right? So logically, you're perfectly on target. Problem is, let's go carefully. Yes, Noach. Yes.
Just maybe yes. I missed that. What exactly is the issue of where if I held like Tosfos that it's achila? If I held like Rashi is by Rab by Mati, when would it be the Shah that I would do that if it's not at the same time? I mean, it's only going to be Asr by Rab by Mati on Pesach, and achila is also only going to be Asr on Pesach.
So we're going to see a lesson Rashi, which is a very striking Rashi. Rashi is going to assume that Bal Yirah is even an Erev Pesach. Again, that's a big tumul in Achronim. It's not Pashut. But even if you want to call it not Bal Yirah, I will call it something else. It's still, the point is still valid because ultimately it's Shaykh to the Isser of Shehiyah, Yaakov.
Yes. Doesn't the Mishnah later say that the Isser Achila doesn't kick it? The Isser Achila kicks in earlier than Chatzos? So wouldn't it according to Chatzos be...
That's the Rabbanan. But again, there is a giveaway that the Gemara could be discussing Isser Achila, and that's what you're referring to, maybe you're alluding to, the fact that the Gemara does bring in Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Let's take a look at the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says the following. On this Kahash of the Gemara, Bein Rav Meir, Ben Rabbi Yehuda, both Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, the Ifligo b'masnisin, that have an argument later in the Mishnah, the Harchaka, the Avod Rabbanan l'Oraisa, regarding the Harchaka, the extra Rabbanan Harchaka that the Chachamim made on the Torah, even according to both of them, how far you go with Harchaka, but they're both in agreement that what? That Chametz eino usher min haTorah, says Rashi, b'bal yeira'eh, Uba'achila, Rashi says two things. Uba'achila, ela mishesh shos, only from 6 hours, meaning mishesh shos. So let's pause for a second. So Rashi put into the words of the Gemara that the Gemara's point of Usr is the Isser Bal Yeroa and the Isser of Achila. Now, when Rashi says Bal Yiroah, there's a whole question what to make of the Bal Yiroah that Rashi's saying. Because as we noted before, Bal Yiroah we thought is only for the Shivas Yamin. So if you want to talk about the Isser of Oni Chametz and Erev Pesach at Chatzos, we shouldn't quote Bal Yiroah, you should quote Tashvisu. So there are those who say that Rashi is Lavdafka. Rashi means the Isser that we know about from Bal Yiroah, which we also know is going to be an Isser essay, not in Isalav, but it will be already on Erev Pesach. So Rashi really didn't mean Bedafka Bal Yiroah, because Bal Yiroah is not, in fact, knowing on Erev Pesach. That's how some would read Rashi. And there are those, Tzlach and others, Amidaik and Rashi, that no, there is, in fact, a Makar, we'll have to figure it out, but there is an Isser Bal Yiroah that exists, alive, on Erev Pesach HaChatzos. There's a Rambam that's mashma that way, although the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam didn't really mean it, but the pashtus in the Rambam is also that the Lashon Rambam is mashma that there's a Bal Yiroah, in fact, Erev Pesach HaChatzos. There's another Rashi in Bava Kama Chav Tesa Mebeis that Rashi uses the same Lashon, Leschayev B'Bal Yiroah, and he's referring to that point after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. If so, we'll have to know where it comes from. So the Tzlach tries to figure out, maybe there's a Gzeva Shava, Sa'or, that the Gemara uses, Benogea Bal Yiroah, Bal Yimatzeh, different halachas that we learn out from one to the other, and it says Sa'or, Benogea Tashvisu, Sa'or Mibateichem, so we can now extend the Gzeva Shava, Sa'or, to say that just like there's a Bal Yiroah for Shivas Yamim, there's a Bal Yiroah in Erev Pesach, HaChatzos. Okay, there's a lot of ink that's filled to try to understand, in fact, if there is a Bal Yiroah on Erev Pesach HaChatzos. You have the Lashon Rashi here, the Lashon Rashi in Bava Kama Chav Tes. Okay, to me, that's not as much of an issue. Rashi maybe is Lav Dafka, maybe Rashi is Bedafka, but Bal Yiroah certainly makes sense in terms of the Gemara's Kasha, that if Bal Yiroah, or whatever you want to call it, the Isser that Bal Yireh speaks to, that you can't own chametz already is chal and Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Okay, so based on that, you can have the bedika the hour before. But Rashi went beyond that. Rashi says, Bal Yireh, and Rashi also says, Ubachila. So Bishlama, if you hold that the Machayiv in the bedikas chametz is that you not come to eat it. So I understand why Achila is relevant. But according to Rashi, the Chashashama Yavul Ochlo is not Machai B'digas Chametz. So why is the fact that there's an Isra Achila relevant for the Gemara's question, according to Rashi?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Didn't we mention, I mean, we spoke about it in the past, like with the Marashah or whatever, that it could be that Rashi, even Rashi agrees that there's an aspect of the Shema Yavala Ochlo with the Bedika. She said either you could say the primary reason is because of Bali Rabbi Matze.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're saying good. Okay, so Lamaisa, we do have indications even within Rashi that there is something to be concerned about the Shema Yavala Ochlo. There's a Gemara later that talks about if you have Chametz so Akum in your house, you make a Machitza Sara, so you see that there's something that we require you to do not to come to eat. It's also the case of Korah, Kikah B'Shmei Korah that you're alluding to. So it could be like this. So you're saying a very mistaken idea that the original Takana would not have been made to do B'digas Chametz based on Achshash HaMiyavul Ocho. According to Tosfos, yes, that was the basis for the Mitzvah B'digas Chametz at the Chum Institute. For Rashi, if you didn't have Achshash of coming to own chametz, Bal Yireh, there wouldn't have been a special mitzvah bedika separate just for the chashash Hashem Yavu L'Ochlo. But once you have in place a mitzvah bedika chametz that was in fact requiring you to do bedika, and based on the considerations of owning chametz, now already the fact that there could be a chashash that you're going to eat chametz could certainly be relevant in terms of details within that mitzvah bedikas chametz. And therefore, once there be halacha anyway of bedikas chametz, so the fact that Yavul Ochlo would also come into play that were there to be lamasho and isra achila earlier than chatzos, then one could have said, well, once there's a bedikas chametz based on that you shouldn't own chametz, could be that the timing of that mitzvah would be earlier than the zman yisra achila, so not, you not come to eat it. In other words, it's not to mean that they would have been attacking the mitzvah to begin with because of the chashash achila, but in as much as there is a mitzvah bedika for the reasons that they have because of chashash of Bal Yireh, it could be that the timing of the mitzvah could in fact be relevant to the Isra Achila. So therefore, Rashi is not wrong to include in the Gemara's question, yeah, but both the Isra Bal Yireh and the Isra Achila, both of them don't set until after Chatzos. Memela, why are you doing the Bedikas Chametz the night before? Do it in the sixth hour. So I think that would be the push of the way to learn Rashi. So it could be that Rashi is not a kasha on what he said earlier. Everyone hear the point? The only
Rabbi, I just have a...
Yes, Avigdor, go ahead.
I'm just curious. The only issue is like Rashi doesn't really, doesn't Rashi make it sound like they're equal type, like both in okay. Rashi, he doesn't like make differentiate between the two. Like what, according to this pshat, isn't it like one's like a, the primary purpose is for Yachlo is like a secondary purpose,
because
right?
Because the context of the Kasha of the Gemara is not the Takanas Bedika, it's the timing of the Bedika. So Rashi doesn't have to start putting more weight on one than the other, because once the question is, why are we doing Bedika the night before? Let's do it the hour before Chatzos. So to make that question a question, Rashi throws in both points because they're both as relevant for the question, one as the other. It doesn't have to speak to the Mechayiv and Bedika. It has to speak to the timing of the Bedika. The Mechayiv and Bedika, why you have mitzvah Bedika, that Rashi told us in that base. But the question of the Gemara is, why not do it the sixth hour? Why do it the night before? So for that, Rashi puts into place that the Isser of Bal Yireh, Rashi calls it, and the Isser of Achila both start after Chatzos. So why are you doing Bedika the night before? That would be partially a way to read Rashi. and it could be, maybe I'll add here, could be Rashi was led to this, maybe Rashi was led to this by the fact that the Gemara introduces Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. I think that I can, it's okay to keep your picture on. It's good to see everybody. Okay, just asked a question, so yeah. So, in other words, why did the Gemara bring in Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda? Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda's argument, right, has to do with the Harchaka for what? What is Rab Yehuda assering, right, the hour before, or the 2 hours before? And what's Rab Meir assering the hour before? What is that a machokis relating to? What is it that comes usher in the Shachamishis and the Shashishis? No, Chevra, what?
Machokis in time.
Right, but that machokis revolves around what is Sechametz? Precisely. So maybe Rashi had a support in the Gemara itself that what's driving the Kasha of the Gemara is not purely a question of the Isser by Yeriah, it's the Isser Achila. And because that's also relevant, because once you're making a mitzvah bedika, it could also be determined as far as the timing by the Shas Isser Achila. Because the Gemara introduces the machlokes that has to do with Achila of the Harchaka. Yeah, but both agree that the Isser is at Chatzos. So the Gemara is obviously discussing Isser Achila. So Rashi maybe had a raya from the Lashna Gemara that Isser Achila is part and parcel of the Gemara's question. The only ha'ara I leave you with, and this already has to wait for the next daf to understand maybe more about this, because Rashi finishes by saying, and how do I know that this is only after Chatzos, after 6 hours? So Rashi concludes by quoting two of the drushes that come up in the later Gemara. Rashi says, continuing in the Rashi, right? Elo misheshos, misha'obu sheshos, kediyalef l'kaman, like the Gemara learns later, min ach chalek, umin losishchad al chametz. So Rashi quotes two drushes that make their way into the sugi later. The Gemara asks, how do I know Chatzos is the cutoff? So the Gemara has a drusha of ach by Yom HaRishon. Ach is a word that indicates splitting the day. So it splits the day at Chatzos. That's when the Isser sets in. Ach by Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. And Rashi also brings the drusha of Sishchad al Chametz, that you can't shech the chametz can't shech the Pesach when you have chametz by you, and that's also indicating that there's an iser at Chatzos. No, Rabosai, when you read these two psukim that Rashi's quoting, what iser seems to be derived from these two drushes? Again, without having known the Gemara much, but just what does it seem? What does the Torah say? Ach ba yom rishon tashbisu, and then l'sishchad al chametz. Chayre, it's about owning. Well, Sishchad al Chametz certainly is about owning. Tashbisu already, maybe we have a little more wiggle room. But Rashi quotes both of these drushes, and Rashi says it right after explaining the Gemara's question with regard to both the Isser of Bal Yeroah and the Isser of Achila. So where do you have the Isser Achila indicated in these drushes? Right, it's a little bit strange that Rashi would quote both these drushes after mentioning both Achila and Bayiroi. So for that, we'll have to see more about the sugya later on. But meanwhile, it's clear in Rashi, the Gemara's Kasha was driven by both Isurim that set in after Chatzos. And the question is, therefore, why do we need to have the Bedika the night before? So the Kasha is, so what is the Kasha? Nivdokwa, Nivdok Bishis. The Bedika should be in hour number 6. I'm sorry, who's asking? Avigdor, go ahead. Yes.
Oh, sorry. I was just curious, like, is there any way, I thought we said earlier in here about how you can learn a chila from Tashbisu, earlier in here, but can you learn it also from Tashbisu as well?
Yeah. So as I said, we have a little more wiggle room for Tashbisu, because Tashbisu could become a marker maybe for Isra Achila too. Correct. So you'd have to say that Rashi meant Tashbisu for the Isser Achila and Los Ishchat for the Isser Shehiyah. Okay, and that's maybe one way to think about it. Los Ishchat L'chara doesn't tell us Isser Achila L'chara. That's the problem. But we'll have to wait and see more about it. Could be that the Isurim go together and maybe it's enough to have a raya for one for the other. That we'll have to wait a daf from now to see more about it. But yeah, Tashbisu could perhaps also serve as a mocker for Isser Achila. Okay, so what's the question? Nivdok Bishis. Let's see the next Rashi. Nivdok chametz b'tchilas shesh. Rashi says, when would you do it? Obviously, you want to finish it by chatzos. So Rashi says, b'shis means you start your bedika in the beginning of hour six, right? V'kodem isuro, and before the shasa iser, which is at chatzos, yivarenu. So the entire bedika slash biur, the assumption is that it would last no more than an hour. Yeah, you have to know if that's really plausible, but that's the assumption of the kasha, that everything would be done within that hour, and that's the kasha. We should do the bedika and complete the bedika with the biur all before chatzos. Why do we have to go so, as far back as the night before? Now Rashi elaborates. Rashi says, "Dibish lama ior yimamahu." Rashi wants his question to be relevant to the point that the Gemara began with, that hashta de kaimelon lekuliyama or ortahu. The lekuliyama means even the man de Amar Rav Huna, who said that or means nagi, but he didn't mean to suggest that the bedika is in the day of Yudalit. He only used the lashon nagi because that's the word they use to refer to night. But the bedika really is to be done orta at night. So bishlama yor yamama, were we not to say that? Were we to go with the original havamina that we had until Dav Gimel, that or is yamama and the bedika is by day, then this question wouldn't be a question. Ikalitrutzei, then you could answer this by saying the masnishin nami b'sheish kamar. The Mishnah says or larba asa means the day of Yudalid when? During Shashishis. Avohashta tiksha. Now that we established that even Rav Huna, who said Nagi, he also agrees that the Mishnah's or is interpreted as the night. So now the question is, why are you doing it at night? But had we assumed that or means day, then we could have very well interpreted the Mishnah to mean Shashishis. That's how Rashi sets up the Kash. The only question one could ask here is maybe it sounds like a stira in Rashi, no? Because Rashi is suggesting now that Lefi the Shita, that Rav Huna said or Nagi, and he meant day, Mamish, then the interpretation of or Larba Asa would mean Shashishis. Go back to the very beginning of the Rashi on the very first Gemara. And what did Rashi say immediately on the first piece of Gemara? Kasalka daitach, that havamina. Manda ama nagi nagi mamish. So Rashi immediately said, kishyoyer hashachar, shachar tel yudalit. Rashi interprets the pshat that we would have thought Rav Huna meant to do the bedika by day as referencing when by day? First thing in the morning, by amud hashachar. So how can Rashi say here that it's not a kasha on him? The Gemara would be asking if we held that yom or means yom mamish, because it could actually mean shashishis. Rashi said right away it didn't mean that. Rashi said it means first thing in the morning. What do you think? No, bro said, who has a svara? Anything?
Can I repeat the question, please?
Yeah, yeah. So Rashi's saying here that the Gemara's question, that Nivdak Bishis, is only a question because we now have both Manda Amrim who have clearly agreed that the meaning of the interpretation of Or Laba Asa means the night of Yudalit. But the way we originally thought that one of these two Amoraim, Rav Huna, who said on the word Or that it means that the Or is Nagi, it's not that he just used the word Nagi to reference night, but he actually meant to say that the Mishnah's Or means to do by day, that the Bedika is on the day of Yudalit, on the Or Larba Asa on the day of Yudalit, then it would be fine. Then we have no question. Why not? Because then we can interpret the Mishnah to be saying that you do Bedikas Chametz on Yudalit when? In the sixth hour. That's how Rashi says over here by us. That's the Rashi we just read. Problem is that Rashi, the very beginning of the Gemara, when the Gemara first brought in the Kasata Daitach, that Nagi is Nagi Mamish, that Or means day, according to the Shita Rav Huna. Rashi says, meaning when? Meaning when on Yudalit, Rashi said? Kishyara Shachar. Shachar is Shel Yudalit. So Rashi said that it would be on Yudalit in the morning, not Yudalit in Shashishis. Okay, what do you think, Ellie? Yeah?
Maybe we could say that the original Havamin at the time when Rav Huna said it was to be in the morning, like Kishayu Shachar Shachar's. And then now we would, now once we have that Havamina, you could start to, there's more wiggle room to say like, oh, really, that was just a Havamina, and then the Maskana is that it's halfway through the day. But once you say that for sure it's night and there's no way it's day, there's no like wiggle room at all. So it's a strong kasha.
I hear where you're going, but so why would Rashi have said it originally though? Like why would Rashi have said, Rashi said it unsolicited, right? Rashi said it unsolicited. If it's not clear, it can mean any number of possibilities. It could be first thing in the morning, it could be shashishis. Maybe it could mean everything in between, who knows? So Rashi said it ki'ilu, like that was the pashtus, right? And now Rashi is suggesting in the Gemara that it may be an alternative shot. L'maisa, just a second, Noach. L'maisa, L'mashal Tosafos Rashi jumps all over Rashi. He says, Lo nihiruli, the ein derech hatana listom dvarav. Rashi is suggesting that the Gemara is alluding to the fact that one could have learned or to mean shashishis. There's no two ways about it. If or is day, it doesn't mean shashishis of the day. It means first thing in the morning. Says the Rush, in Tosa Rush. The ein derech hatana listom dvarav. Or means tchilas hayom or tchilas halayla. Like we had before, Mishas Ha'or, one of the braises we had based on the base, Mishas Ha'or, we said Amud HaShachar. So he says, really, the Gemara's question, let's see what we can say. I think Pashit, maybe he goes on, but I think the answer could be simple. What are you going to say, Noach? You have an answer?
I just want to know what's the Dibur Maskil Rashi says on Beis Hamidrash.
First Rashi on the Gemara. You look at the first Rashi on the Gemara. Yes, Baruch Noam. Yes.
Yeah, Rabbi. Can it be that I think we mentioned earlier why that would be, it would make sense to do it at the beginning, would be potentially because of Zerizim HaKdimah HaMitzvos.
Ah, very good. Good, good, good. Right on. In other words, why did Rashi assume that Or meant first thing in the morning? Rashi didn't say. So one could use what the Gemara says another line ahead here, which is Rizin Magdimin. So the Gemara hasn't said it yet. So Hagufa, so then it's not Stira and Rashi. In other words, the point that Rashi had in mind is as far as Rizin Magdimin. So Rizin Magdimin is to push yourself earlier, and you can make Rizin Magdimin first thing in the morning. So Rashi put that into the Shita of Rav Huna in the beginning. But the Gemara here is running its course. So the Gemara hasn't yet suggested the V'chi Tema Zeriza Magdimin. So very good, very good. Beautiful. That's what I was going to say. L'chayr, that could be a very simple suggestion. So Rashi is very good. Rashi is not sosim himself at all. Good. L'maisa, the Tosa Rash, when he asks this on Rashi, he says, Inachinami, the Gemara really is so mech on the next kasha. The Gemara, it's going to be a kasha on everybody for the following reason. Because what are you going to say? Zeriza Magdimin, so then you can do it in the morning. You don't have to do it at night. So the Gemara, therefore, the Gemara is asking what it is asking. Kach nearly the samach ha'adik kamar v'chitem as Zeriza Magdimin le'mitzvus nivek mitzafra. Helgach lo parach ela madakayim on the or tehu. So therefore, the kasha is really going to ultimately, as the kasha ultimately plays out, it's going to be only a kasha on one man the amar, or on the fact that right now everybody is in agreement that it's at night. But were I to say, we're just using that for Rashi, were I to say that it means by day, then we could always say, Zeriza Magdimin u'mitzvus. But at this point, there's no, according to the Tosa Rush, there's no point that the Gemara would have wanted to say pshat in the Mishnah that or means day and means shashishis. Rashi could allow for it. Rashi could have thought that without Zeriza Magdimin, you could learn or it could mean shashishis. So Rashi already says right away, the Gemara's kasha is only because everyone is in agreement. L'maisa, the Gemara goes on. So the Gemara says, okay, so why are you doing it at night? So I'll tell you, maybe you were doing it at night for the following reason. V'chitema, Zeriza Magdimin l'mitzvahs. There's a rule that when you do a mitzvah, the mitzvah should be done at the earliest opportunity. Zeriza Magdimin l'mitzvahs. And we'll see more about that. Zerizin Magdimin u'mitzvus. So now we have two girsos. So let's go with the girsa in front of us. So the Gemara is going to ask, Zerizin Magdimin u'mitzvus, Nivdak mitzafra. The Gemara is going to go on and establish that Zerizin Magdimin u'mitzvus is in fact going to be fulfilled if you do it first thing in the morning, but not the night before. That doesn't go into Zrizin Magdim. And therefore, we still have a problem. We still have a problem. Why are you doing it the night before? Now, just to point out, to establish Zrizin Magdim Mitzvahs, again, we haven't gone into this so much, but we understand the idea of Zrizin Magdim Mitzvahs is when you're dealing with a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in front of you, so then there's a notion called Zrizin Magdim Mitzvahs. So the first thing, obviously, that we can extract from this line of Gemara is to define Bedikas Chametz as a quote-unquote mitzvah. That subject, therefore, to a rule called Zrizin Magdim Mitzvahs. Now, let's figure out exactly what does that mean. Zrizin Magdim, what's the pshat? It's a mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. Midoraisa, there's a mitzvah to be Bodik Chametz. So according to Rashi, what is the purpose of Bedikas Chametz? Shelo Yava Bayiroi, which basically gives us a kiyum mitzvah of what? What mitzvah in the Torah is Mechayev Bedikas Chametz? What mitzvah Satorah can be fulfilled through Bedikas? The Ran was Meirech, and we saw the Ran in the beginning.
Tashbisu,
absolutely. So it certainly makes sense to start attributing to the mitzvah Tashbisu the idea called Zrizin Magdim Mitzvahs. Very well. According to Tosfos, why would the Torah want us to search for Chametz? Why would the Torah want us to search for Chametz?
Prevent an Isser Achila?
Because you don't, the Torah doesn't want us, well, leave Achila. The Torah wouldn't want us to have Chametz on Pesach. So the same way that the Torah wouldn't want us to eat lettuce that could have possible worms, possible chashash of toloim, without checking for worms. So obviously the Torah is going to require us to search for chametz. The Torah tells us not to own chametz. So obviously you have to make sure that you're going to be chametz free in your house. But would that mean that it's a mitzvah per se that would have with it, associated with it, the notion of Zrizin Magdim Mitzvahs? Would you associate with Bdikas Tolayim first thing in the morning? You're going to, you have to eat. You're going to eat when you're going to eat. And you do your checking before you eat. Okay, it's going to come Erev Pesach Chatzos. You're not going to be able to have chametz in your house. Okay, so you have to check sometime before that. But would that be Shaykh Tzvizim Magdim in the mitzvahs? I mean, if the point of checking Midoraisa is not a formal kim of Tashbisu, Tashbisu is the destroying of the chametz. The searching for the chametz, not to own it, that's not per se a mitzvah Tashbisu according to Tosfos. Bedika for Rashi is one of the forms, as the Ran was Meirech, was one of the ways to fulfill Tashbisu, Bedika and then the Biur. For Tosfos, we explain on the Midoraisa level, for sure you have to search for Chametz. If you're not going to search for Chametz, you're not going to be able to know whether you own it, and the Torah doesn't want you to own it to have in your possession. So you're going to have to search for it, not to have in your possession. But that's no different than searching for worms in your lettuce. But that wouldn't be Shach to Zrizin Magdim Mitzvahs. So how could the Gemara attribute to Bedikas Chametz this idea, according to Tosfos, that is, if it's not, the Bedika is not part of the Tashbisu. And the Din D'Oraisa Bedika would only be not to be Nichshol in owning Chametz. So then it's not about the mitzvah of Tashbisu. It's not, what's Shach Zrizin Magdim? So what's the obvious answer, Rabbi Osei? So what's the Zrizin Magdim speaking to, according to Tosfos?
The D'Oraisa aspect.
Not the Doraisa aspect. No, what is Zrizin Magdim going to relate to according to Tosfos? What is the mitzvah that's now going to have accompanying with it the Zrizin Magdim according to Tosfos? Why am I checking with the Doraisa according to Tosfos? Because I don't want to have chametz in my possession. Not because I want to fulfill Tashbisu. According to Rashi, the way the Ran was Masbir, Rashi would learn that the Medika culminating in Biur, that's Tashbisu. That's one method of Tashbisu. According to Tosfos, the Tashbisu is the Biur Chametz. The Bedika Midoraisa would be to make sure you're not going to be Nechshol in owning Chametz. But that's not a mitzvah per se. So what mitzvah exists for Tosfos? What mitzvah for Tosfos would the Gemara be referring to that the Gemara could call it Zrizin Magdim in Lemitzvahs? What mitzvah? What type of mitzvah? What level mitzvah? Bosai. What mitzvah is the mitzvah?
Rabbanan.
Mitzvah Rabbanan called two words. Called mitzvahs what? What do we call a mitzvah? Mitzvahs bedikas chametz, which has now ground rules, just like any mitzvah, be it doraisa, be it derabanan. So the reason magdim in the mitzvahs for Tosfos in the Gemara means the mitzvahs bedika. L'masha, the Gemara Daf Zayin talks about a birchas mitzvah on bedikas chametz, right? The nusach is albir chametz for the reasons that the Rishonim discussed, that the nusach is albir. But what is the nature of the birchas mitzvah? For what mitzvah? For Tosfos, it's the mitzvah the chachamim wa mitakein to do bedikas chametz, right? It's a mitzvah bedikas chametz. Why did the chachamim create a mitzvah called bedikas chametz? Tosfos says shelo yavo la'ochlo. Yeah, fine. But meanwhile, there's a mitzvah. It's not just about not to be nichshol, that the Torah might want you to check not to be nichshol in whatever. That's correct. The Torah would want you to check not to own chametz. How does the Torah tell you not to own chametz if you're not going to check? Obviously, it's understood. But that's not a mitzvah per se. That wouldn't be subject to zvizan nadim in the mitzvahs. But the answer is for Tosfos, the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself called bedikas chametz. And that mitzvah would have now a rule called Zvizim Magdimim HaMitzvahs. Pasha Pshah in the words of the Gemara. So for Rashi, we could be discussing a mitzvah d'oraisa of Tashbisa, which does in fact require one to do a search for the chametz. For Tosfos, the mitzvah the Gemara is discussing of Zvizim Magdimim is the mitzvah d'Rabban. And again, this is all Chazara from that base. What mitzvah is the Mishnah discussing? For Rashi, with Fi D'Ran, it's the mitzvah d'oraisa of Tashbisu, which is one method to fulfill Tashbisu through Bedika. For Tosfos, the mitzvah that the Mishnah is discussing is the mitzvah d'Rabbanan that Chamu Metak in Bedikas Chametz, Shelo Yavo La'ochlo. And the mail of this Gemara is now going to be interpreted accordingly. What mitzvah is the Gemara asking? The reason Magdimin would perhaps be a reason to be Magdim the mitzvah earlier? The mitzvah either of Tashbisu Midaraisa for Rashi or the mitzvah Rabban of Bedikas Chametz for Tosfos.
So, Rebbe?
Yes.
Maybe we did this back on the phase, but where does Tosfos find the mitzvah of Tashbisu?
We'll see more in the days. Tosfos would see Tashbisu is the destruction of the Chametz. For Tosfos, Bedika is not a Cheuk of Tashbisu. That was
it's not part of it.
Right.
That's only according to Rashi.
Right. That was the whole Arichas in the Ran. That the Ran says that there are two paths to fulfill Tashbisu. One is through Bitol, and the other is through Bedika / Biur. That's all Cheuk of the Mitzvah Tashbisu. For Tosfos, we don't see that. Tashbisu is the Biur Chametz. Bitu is its own Indian, which is to be mafkirit, that we see in Amadeus. And that which the Torah would expect you to do Bedika would be no different than Bedika of worms, Bedika's Toloim. But what we have here in terms of the sharper focus of the Mishnah, and what our Gemara is referring to as Rizim Magdimin, is the Mitzvah Drabbanan of Bedika's Chametz, which is also its own Chetz of a Mitzvah, and that should be Rizim Magdimin. So this is what the Gemara is now asking. Why are you doing the mitzvah bedikas chametz? Call it Tashbisu for Rashi, call it Drabbanan of bedikas chametz. Why are you doing it the night before? If it's based on Zvizim Magdim, the Gemara is now going to ask us, it should be enough to do it mitzafra.
Rabbi, would Rashi also hold that bedika is a mitzvah Drabbanan as well?
What do you mean to add a Drabbanan to a Doraisa? Like, I mean, are there details to the mitzvah that Drabbanan? Obviously. The details of Or Haner and so on, Rashi says, are Drabbanans. But the mitzvah that Drabbanan, I'll add the following. This is all Chazara. In the absence, in the presence of Bittel, in the context of Bittel, then this Bedikas Chametz becomes what kind of a halacha, what kind of a level for Rashi?
They're abundant.
But the way we are masbir, again, it's all Chazara. What the Chachamim were doing was saying that the problem that the Doraisa Bediko is coming to solve, even though Midoraisa would have been solved with Bito, we don't want to solve it with Bito. So what you really have there is the Ke'en Doraisa. It's basically the structure of the mitzvah, Drabbanan, would be patterned after Doraisa. If you have the Doraisa, then the Chachamim are not going to add a mitzvah Drabbanan on Doraisa. They can have details. So in the absence of Bittul, the details are Drabbanan and the mitzvah, the key mitzvah is Doraisa. In the context of Bittul, so then what you have is a mitzvah Drabbanan, but it's patterned after what the Torah would say, that the Torah would say we saw with Bittul. The Chacham said, no, we don't want to solve it with Bittul. That's the basic outline that we saw for Rashi. So this is, again, what the Zvizan Magdimin and Agamara is going to have everything to do with exactly the definition of what Bedikas Chametz is, all we've discussed in the beginning. Okay. So the Gemara, Nivdak Mitzafra. So let's check. Let's do our Bedika in the morning. Now the Gemara continues. Where do we see that that should be enough? Dechsiv. Gemara quotes, Uvayom Hashmini Yimo B'sar Alasso. The Pasuk says in Parashas Tazvia, there's a mitzvah smila b'yom Hashmini. The Tanya, we have a brisa that elaborates on this mitzvah smila and says, Kol Yom Kulo Kasher L'mila. The entire day of the Yom Hashmini is kasher for the mitzvah smila. Ella, she's reason magdimin l'mitzvahs. But there's this idea of reason magdimin that we should do it early, even though the Kol Yom is kasher. And where do we see that? Shenemar. Because of the pasuk that says Vayashkim Avram Baboker, now it doesn't continue in the words of the Gemara, but the pasuk pshat assumption is which Vayashkim are we discussing? The Akedah, that's the Vayashkim that we're all familiar with. So it says Avram got up bright and early to fulfill the Tzivay Hashem to go for the Akedah with Yitzchak. So that shows us reason Magdimin LeMitzvos. But what is it? What is the Gemara quoting? Or what is this Gemara asking? Nivnak Mitzafa Dichsiv. Because we see by Mila that Rizim Magdima LeMitzvahs, as we see by Avraham Avinu as well. So all of this is relating to the Nivdak Mitzafra, according to the Gersas HaGemara Shelefaneinu, that we see from here that Rizim Magdima LeMitzvahs can be fulfilled by doing it in the morning. Now Rashi comments, let's look at Rashi's words carefully. Nivrok Mitzafra, the Ika Hagdama LeZrizim. Because if you check in the morning, you already have your kiyum of Zrizim Magdimin. Kid Ashkechan Gabi Mila, as we find regarding Mila, Ubizrizuse de Avram, and with regard to the Zrizus of Avram, Shenema Vayashkim Avram Baboker, Shelohim Tinadanet Sacham, he didn't wait for sunrise, he did it right away at daybreak, get a losa shachar. Umikomakam Balai Lo Higdim. But he didn't do it at night. So you see that Zrizim Magdimin can be accommodated by doing it first thing in the morning, but need not be done at night. Now, a second, Noach. So what exactly is the role of the Braisa that was quoted from Mila? The Braisa of Mila said that there's a Zrizim Magdimin LeMitzvahs to do it in the morning. Kol Yom Kasher, B'Zrizim Magdimin LeMitzvahs in the morning, as we see by Avram. The way Rashi constructs the Gemara, what are these two examples coming to illustrate? Two examples. One is the mitzvah smila, and two is Avram Avinu Vayashkim Avram Baboker. And they're both coming to illustrate what issue. Seemingly, the way Rashi seems to read, they're illustrating the inyan of Zrizim Magdimin. But what else are they illustrating? No, they're also illustrating that Zrizim Magdimin
would be done in the morning.
In the morning.
Need not go back to the night before, but is completely 100% fulfilled by doing it first thing in the morning. This is Derech Agav, where there are those who are makbid, you know, the first day of Sukkot, right? We have a mitzvah, but this year was the second day of Sukkot because Shabbos was the first day. So you have a mitzvah's Dalad Minim, right? A mitzvah take Dalad Minim. So if you wait till you get to Shachris, and you get to before Hallel, so you'll be doing your mitzvah of Dalad Minim right after Shachris, before Hallel. You make a bracha, and then you start Hallel. But maybe one would argue, there's a whole shaila about this in Poskim. Maybe you should say, wait a second, why do I have to wait for Shachris to finish Chazaras HaShatz and start Hallel and then do my mitzvah? I should go first thing in the morning, and try to get up, you know, Alos HaShachar, even if the shul is starting at 9, or even if it's Vasikin, but, you know, okay, we usually eat by Netzachama anyway. So, okay, Netzachama, you can daven at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. So, Netzachama, we wait for the mitzvah Netzachama. Okay, so, Mamish, right now, you should take your Dalad Minim and do your mitzvah now. Okay, so there are others who say, wait a second, but you want to do it Samach Tehalel, so the Nanuim, so then it should be, if you're going to be Mafsik in between and talk out, then you're not going to be able to have it connected to the Halel. Others think that Shachris is Tadir. So then you could wait. So there's a lot of nuances that go in terms of the issue, but the sensitivity of the issue is very relevant. In other words, there's a mitzvah to fulfill. There's an inyan to do it, mamish, as early as possible. So these are magdimin le mitzvahs. Okay. And someone has said that before. Chatzos is a key of the reason. That's another suggestion that's sometimes brought in the Svarim. So it doesn't have to, even though, again, the more the better, but there's levels of the reason. But at least if you could say that I did before Chatzos, I did some level of the reason, Magdim, and could be first half of the day. But what does it sound like from Rashi? That both of these examples are indicating that you don't have to go as far back as the night before. Now, this Shlomo, the example of the Akedah, right? So then I understand. Avram didn't get up, as Rashi concludes, he didn't get up balayla, right? So he could have, but he didn't, because you don't need, that doesn't, there's a reason that Magdima doesn't require that. But if I ask you, Rabosei, from Mila, do you have a raya from Mila that Zerizim Magdimin starts in the morning, not at night? Why can't you do Mila at night? Because Zerizim Magdimin doesn't require it?
Says Hayom in the Pasuk.
Because the Pasuk says Yom, of course. So by Mila, there was no alternative. There was no option of at night. So what are you gaining? What are you bringing in Mila to prove the point that Zerizim Magdimin speaks only to the morning? There you anyway couldn't do it. This is a kasha that Rishon asked on Rashi. Rabbeinu David, I believe, among others, Chronim also, he doesn't understand Rashi at all. He says, Ein ze nachon. He says, Rashi seems to say that Balayla, right, that the fact it wasn't Balayla, so that's also a raya. The reason Magdimin is not a Laila. But he says, Ein ze nachon, shezeh shelo hikdim Avram Balayla. First he says, on Avram it's not a raya, and on Mila it's not a raya. He says, actually, he has a double kasha. This is going to connect us to Tosis soon. He says, why didn't Avram get up alayla? She'ein derech Adam Chashev Yetzi balayla. The Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Tzadi, Aleph, that Adam Chashev shouldn't go out by himself alayla. Okay, so therefore he couldn't get up balayla because of that. Ubemila ein zmana balayla. So the real dub is, where do you see in these two examples, neither by Mila nor by Avram, do I have a raya that Zerizim Magdimin is not balayla? Both of those examples, it couldn't be done balayla for other reasons, which are more specific to those instances. Avram couldn't go balayla because an Adam Chashev doesn't go out balayla.
Really?
And Mila can't be done balayla because it's only by Yom. A second. So because of this, Rabbeinu David prefers a different girsa in the Gemara. And this is what the girsa Harif is. You see, what is the girsa Shalafaneinu? The Gemara originally says, V'chitim Zerizim Magdimin nivdok mitzafra. And the Gemara supports that assumption that nivdok mitzafra, as we find by Mila and by Avram Avinu. So comes out that we have to see in Avram Avinu and by Bris Mila that Zerizim Magdimin has a fulfillment by Yom first thing in the morning and doesn't have to go back by Laila. The Riv's Girsa is different. The Riv's Girsa is the Nivdog the Chitem as Risa Magdim Elamitzis Kidich Siv Vayom Ashmini Yimo Besar Lasso Melamit Shekol Yom Kasher Lamila Elosh as Risa Magdim Elamitzis Shenema Yashkin Baboker Nivdog Mitzafra. So the words Nivdog Mitzafra don't appear before the quote of the Mishnah and the Braisa, but appear afterwards. So the Kashan of the Mitzafra is not as we see over there, anywhere. It's all Misvara. This is how the Ran on the Rif, for example, on those words of the Rif, the Ran says, Nivdat Mitzafra knows, Vayaskin from Baboker, Shahishkin Baboker, Vlohimtin Achihei Hayom Gadol. He didn't wait till the day was already on its way, many hours into the day. Nivdak mitzafa demashmale misvara desagile is mitzvus bahachi. The kasha of nivdak mitzafa is misvara. And that's where Bill David would prefer in the girsa, he says. Had girsa anachona akachi. The chitema as Risa Magdimi dechsir v'yom hashmini etc. and the mitzafa the achshav humakshem miderech hasvara she'af al pisha matzino says Risa Magdimi lemitzvus we find it by Avram Avinu and by the mitzvus b'smila therefore accordingly dayos Risa Magdama nyagdim laboker So the gift of mitzrafa is not that we see that anywhere that we're bringing a makkah for. It's the Gemara asking mislara. And a chenami, that which Avraham Avinu didn't go balayla is for a separate reason, like the kasha of Rabbeinu David, because he's Adam Chashuv. Tamachacham lo yetzer balayla. And that which bris milah is not balayla is for its own reason, because you can't do bris balayla. But lemaisa, what you see in Avraham Avinu is a din's reason. So now you argue you do bedikas chametz tonight because he's a magdimen. The Gemara asks mislar nivdak mitzafra after quoting he's a magdimen. We shouldn't have to go as far back as the night before. Nivdak mitzafra. The Gemara is kasha mislar. Maisa Rashi goes with our gifts. So that Rashi is mashma that the Gemara is using Avraham Avinu and seemingly bris mila as a raya that Zvizim Magdimen is enough to go back baboke. L'chayra, there shouldn't be a raya. Bris mila for sure is not a raya. You couldn't do it balayla. Avraham Avinu will have to see more carefully in the Tosfos about. Okay, Ready? Questions from before, yeah.
Ready?
Yes, Yaakov.
So I don't, can Rabbi just explain, I don't understand how with the Rabbi David and the riff, like how the gear, if we're learning from Sar, how does that help us? How does that change?
Yeah. So then the Gemara is asking like this: V'chi tema zvizim magdim. So why are we doing b'tikas chametz at night? You'll tell me because zvizim magdim le mitzvahs. Just as we find there's an idea zvizim magdim and by bris milah and by Avraham Avinu. So that's maybe why you do b'tikas chametz at night. Check the Gemara, and now comes the words of the Gemara, v'nivdak mitzafra, but the Gemara is asking me, Svara, there's no reason why Zizim HaGdimen should require your Ad Kedekach to do Leil Yudalit. Zizim HaGdimen can be fulfilled by doing Yom Yudalit. There's not the Gemara not bringing any mocker for that. That's a Kasha Misvara. That's the Gears of Sarif.
So it's not so using the Gemara. It's not using the makar of bris milah. It just brings bris milah to learn out misvara.
No, it brings bris milah to show zvizim magdimin. The chitim is zvizim magdimin lemitzvus. Like we find that the mission that the Bryce explains by bris milah that kol yom is kasher el zvizim magdimin lemitzvus kidem atzino be'avram. So maybe therefore that's why the bedikas chametz should be done on the night of Yudalit, because as zvizim magdimin frag the gemara. No, that's not a good answer because nivdak mitzafa. Because that's also good for Zizim HaGdimen. But the Gemara is not bringing any mocker for the fact that it should be enough to do Zizim HaGdimen by Boker. The Gemara is asking that Misbara. But our gift and Rashi is clear not that way. Rashi says that we find Bizwizid Avram Shalohimtin Adanetzachama Mikombakam Belaga Lohigdin. Rashi throws in, because Rashi's Girsa is like we have in our Gemara, that the Gemara already asks V'nivdok Mitzafra. So here Rashi brings that Avraham Avinu going in the morning and not by night was an indication that Zvizim HaGdimen does not require a night. By Avraham Avinu he couldn't go at night anyway for a different reason, and he as a bris milah could be done at night for its own reason. Now Rashi doesn't say explicitly by milah, but Rashi is mashma that way. Kid Ashkan gabi milah. Sounds like the Gemara is bringing both of these examples to speak to the limits of Zrizin and how far it goes, how far up it goes, and how beyond that doesn't have to go. Seemingly, in these two examples, you wouldn't be able to prove it for other reasons. That's the difficulty in Rashi.
And also, Rebbe,
Go ahead, Yaakov. Yeah.
I don't know if this is what Tosa's question was, but why did we bring the pasuk of Ayashkim Avram Boker with regards to the Akedah as a raya for bris mila that you should do early?
Yeah, because it's a raya to that idea that when you do a mitzvah, you do it zvizim magdimin.
Isn't there a pasuk by mila by the Avram waking up early in the morning? Why don't we use that pasuk?
You find the pasuk, Yaakov. Find me the pasuk.
I thought.
That's a dome, not Mila.
That's a whole other mice. That's the tefillah of Shachris. That will get to Tosis, probably not today, probably tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. And by mitzvah's Mila, it doesn't say by Avraham Avinu's bismil. What does it say? Because the etzem hayom azef, anything you have to know. It's not interesting. It says, be'etzem hayom zenimo Avraham v'yishmo b'no. Does the etzem hayom azef sound like daybreak, or it sounds like, you know, at the Saharai? You know, it's not interesting. The etzem hayom azef nimo Avram. It says, Vayikach Avram es Yishmael beno. doesn't say anywhere in the psukim that he got up in the morning for bismillah early. That's ironic. Yes.
Okay.
But I think Yaakov Endik had a question before. Yes, Yaakov. Yeah.
So according to the Rif, the pasuk by Mila is not teaching us the reason. Like if pasuk Yashim have a book, just teaching us reason.
According to the Rif, the pasuk of Avraham is teaching us reason, and it's being applied to bismillah. But the v'nivdak mitzafra is the Gemara coming after that. After quoting Zmizah Magdimin from the sources quoted, the Gemara says, but it's not going to help us over here that you should have to do B'dikas Chametz at the night of Yedalah because of Zmizah Magdimin, because it shouldn't require that. Zmizah Magdimin, v'nivdak mitzafra.
And does he address the question of Rabbeinu David of Adam Kashif can't go out at night?
So that we'll get to that we'll discuss tomorrow with the Tosfos in Chulin. Yeah, that's interesting. According to Rabbeinu David, it answers itself. According to Rabbeinu David in Achinami, he couldn't be doing it at night anyway. But the Gemara is asking on its own, v'nivdak mitzafra. Let's just come to the end of the Gemara. It's getting late. So the Gemara gives a teretz. We have to explain this. Everything has to be obviously revisited, but the Gemara gives the teretz to the Kasha. So why is the B'dikas Chametz therefore at night? We don't understand. Umaysa, you should do it either b'shis or at best first thing in the morning. But why does Orel Abba Asar, why do we say you have to do it the night before? Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak comes the answer. This is the Gemara's teretz. B'shah shebnei adam mitzuyin bebatehem ve'or haner yafeh lebedika. So he mentions two things. He says, what is significant about doing it the night of Yudalit as opposed to the day of Yudalit? Because number one, he says people are naturally home during the day, they go to work. They're not necessarily available to do it. That's number one. Number two, because you have Or HaNer, which is especially helpful for Bedika, and that would be, of course, helpful at night because you have the Or HaNer. And therefore, those are the reasons. See Rashi. Rashi says, Or HaNer Yofel Bedika Balayla. So in a day, you're not going to, the Or HaNer is not going to give you, it's going to make it worse. It's going to take away. It's not going to really give you light. No, in fact, Rashi, v'im toma yibdok Or HaYom. Yeah, but you don't have Or HaNer, so you have Or HaYom. So like, what's the problem? So use the Or HaYom. It says, Rashi, afinu l'kama michipos to mitfasa b'ner. We have the chain of words that the Gemara uses to tell me this inyan called Or HaNer, chipos mitzia mitzia, chipos michipos, chipos miner, neris miner. So therefore, there's an inyan to use Or HaNer. Or HaNer is most effective balayla, and therefore, you do the bedika balayla, not bayom. So there really are two reasons, seemingly. One reason is the fact that people are home, and the second reason is the fact that you have the Or HaNer's benefit. Question is, why do you need both reasons? And is there a nafkamina between them? Is there a nafkamina between these two reasons? So we'll discuss this in more detail, but the Ran here has it. I don't know if I gave it to you, but it'd be kedai when you go over this. I gave you a Ran. Take a look on Daf Dalet and Daf Bei Harif. There's a Bala Amora and the Mochamos, a short piece. The Mochamos is the second half of it regarding the Bala Amora. And there's also Ravid there on the bottom of the page, Asogas Ravid. So the issue has to do with, can you do, and I did give you a Sharat Zion, so that you'll be able to see. Can you do Bedika earlier? Me'ikir Hadin, can you do Bedika? Leaving the Bracha issue out. In other words, clearly the Gemara is saying something about why you can't do Bedika the day of Yudalit. You do it the night of Yudalit. What about doing it, let's say, the day of Yud Gimel? So the Baal Amar thinks that maybe you could, and the Ran brings that initially as a possibility. What about the night of Yud Gimel? The Ran disagrees. What about the night of Yud Gimel? So can a person do Bedika the night of Yud Gimel? So what could be wrong? People are home, you have the Or HaNer, right? So what about that? So that could be very relevant. So that's some interesting issues. And of course, the Gemara that comes and follows in terms of the Isser that steps in terms of learning, it's also an interesting discussion. So we'll take it Keseder, obviously. We have to look a bit more at the details of what we read today in terms of the Psukim by Yashkem and the Tosfos. Okay, but we'll have to go from here. Tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, I hope I can come in person to those of you who want to be in Tinek, right? Okay. Any questions?